last night's win against the Spurs. At one point, San Antonio in the third quarter cut it to a one-point lead. The Suns then went on a 30-14 run the rest of the third quarter, and our next guest joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line was responsible for 10 of those 30 points. That's just scoring 10 of those 30 points. There were a couple of assists thrown in there for good measure as well. Joining us right now from the Phoenix Suns, Jamal Crawford here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Jamal, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Absolutely. Great to talk to you, Jamal. Awesome game last night. I mean, that third quarter was fantastic. I mean, you really, you know, they cut it to 1 point. They got it to 57-56. You knocked down two big threes. You knocked down a couple of jumpers. But the main thing is you got an opportunity. I know you've been waiting for this, the opportunity to show this team that you could help them in games like that.
Definitely. You know, I've been called upon my whole career in those type of situations. And, you know, you win as a team and lose the team, so it's never just me out there. I just think when it comes to trying to close games and kind of handle that adversity, I've been in those situations before, and I feel comfortable in those situations. So any way I can be out there to kind of help out and try to help towards winning, I'm all for it.
Well, you've always been a guy that could get your baskets. You've always been a guy that could score in this league. Was it tough? I mean, was it tough in the games, you know, in Boston not playing? Against Brooklyn, you got 4 minutes. Memphis, 6 minutes. Was it tough biding your time and just waiting for that opportunity so you could show this team what you could do?
Yeah, it was tough. I know. I mean, but I got here, you know, I missed training camp. I missed preseason. So at the beginning of that, I thought, you know, I'm just getting acclimated. I'm trying to learn a couple of different positions, trying to learn a playbook, trying to learn different schemes. But as the season's gone on a little bit, I've gotten more and more comfortable. I think I've gotten in better shape as well. And, you know, hopefully, like I said, I can impact winning in some way, shape, or form, even if it's not always just the scoring part of it. Trying to tell guys what I see on the sideline and then help them apply it while I'm out there with them so we can all be successful for our Suns to win some games.
Now, I noticed some of that last night as well. Do you find that you're taking it upon yourself to kind of play the role of the vocal veteran when it comes to some of these younger guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, Ryan, Trevor, everybody kind of leads in different ways, so they definitely are leading as well. But for me, being more of a ball handler, just saying things I've seen, different situations I've seen and things of that nature, I'm able to kind of apply it a little bit more. You know, so I'm just telling guys, hey, if you set the angle of the screen this way, I can get downhill and maybe neither one of us will get the shot, but you'll draw a defense and our shooter will get a shot over there. So just different things I see and try to apply that. And the guys are really receptive, and that's what's really cool about it. You know, they really listen, they take it to heart, and they try to apply it. So I'm all for it.
Of the three of you, and I don't mean this as a put down to the other guys, would you say that you're more vocal than the other two?
I think they're vocal. I think you just see mine a little bit more. I'm so into the game. Even when I'm on the sideline, you know, I'm screaming, I'm yelling. I had something going where I had everybody stand up until we scored a basket. But the other day, it took us a little while. So the league said we got to sit down. So, yeah, I'm just into the game. I try to stay locked in no matter what.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. We've had a lot of veterans come here over the years, and the feeling is that sometimes, you know, bringing that veteran in is a little bit overrated because we haven't seen the impact. We haven't seen the veterans, you know, have a big impact on a lot of these younger players. So what's different about, you know, this group of veterans, including yourself, in helping some of the younger players?
Well, I think for me especially, I just pride myself on doing that. You know, even last year, I won the Teammate of the Year. And what I was most proud about with that award was that was something I wasn't trying to win. You know, when you're winning for sixth man or rookie of the year, MVP, you know, it's a certain stat line that goes with that or a certain impact on the court. But teammate of the year, to me, is a selfless act, and it speaks more about character that you really want, you know, somebody to be successful next to you even more than yourself sometimes. So I was really, really proud of that. And, you know, it's something I've always done, but even more so now because we have such a young team and I've been through so many experiences and so many different things to see on the court, you know, and the small things, even – I don't know if you guys saw it, but somebody told me they saw it yesterday. Book was looking to get everybody involved first, you know, but then when he wanted to turn on his scoring, put on his scoring hat, it took him a second to kind of get going. And I was about to shoot a technical free throw. I'm like, no, you shoot it. You see the ball go through and, you know, pay dividends. Any score, we can get any advantage. If we see the ball go through one time, it kind of ignites us. And Book put his scoring hat on after that, and then they had all kinds of problems because he was doing both things.
That's outstanding. You know, we watched the Minnesota thing, the implosion this year with Jimmy Butler and then just getting traded and, you know, the Wiggins and the Karl Anthony Towns. So you were there last year. You were part of that. What made you want to leave that situation and just create a new opportunity for yourself?
For me, I wanted to be in a happy environment. You know, I really did. I and not more so with that. It didn't seem like, you know, and I didn't want it to feel like work coming to the job. I love to play basketball. I love being on the court. I've enjoyed this ever since I was a kid, and that joy was kind of gone a little bit. So for me, I just wanted to get back into a happy environment. I didn't really care about the financial part of it. If I had to give up some money or whatever, I just wanted to be in a place where I thought, you know, I could play, you know, a little bit more and then actually have some fun. So that was my whole thinking in that thought process.
We'll talk with Jamal Crawford, one of the heroes of last night's big win, the Suns over the Spurs. And Jamal coming off the bench, 4 out of 5. He knocked down a couple of three-point shots. He had 11 huge points and was key to that big third-quarter run as the Suns take care of the Spurs last night. There's been a culture of losing here for a number of years. It's been tough. It's been really tough. But there's talent with Devin and with DeAndre and with Mikal. What do you see when you look at this team? Because a lot of people look at the Suns, they say, it's been 8 years of losing. You're there now personally. You're seeing some of these young players. I mean, do you think that this team is closer than we give it credit?
Yes, I really do. And I think it's just a matter of getting some veterans in, to be honest with you. I think, you know, it's hard to win as a young team and, like, really win big. It is. It's the NBA. It's the best players in the world. And sometimes you have to go through those ugly days and that process of building things. Sometimes you have to take a step back to get it forward. But I think when you reset, you look at the building blocks that the guys you guys mentioned, I mean, those are building blocks that any team would love to have. You know, set the parameters. They're all different positions, so they all complement each other well. And then you add some veterans in that mix who are about winning and about seeing those guys grow and reach their full potential. And then you have something. You know, you have from a distance, if you have a free agent, to be looking, saying, hey, you know what, they got young guys, they got veterans, they're willing to do whatever it takes to put the best product out there, they're willing to help their guys, they're willing to watch the guys grow. It's a great place to live, you know, the coaching staff, all that stuff plays a part for free agents, and I think that's where you really get good, when you see that it's reset, and you see the younger guys are in place, and they're getting better, and guys want to play with that. I mean, you look back when we were at the Clippers, it started with Blake Griffin, you know, and then DeAndre Jordan, and then Chris Paul. You're like, oh, they're serious now. You know, so sometimes it takes moments like that.
Jamal Crawford here on the Burns and Gambo Show. I want to ask you a question about Igor. Given how much time you've been in the league, how many coaches you've played for, there was some nervousness among the fan base over the last couple of weeks about how the connection was going between coach and players and whether the message was getting through. You've been doing this a long time. How is that connection between coach and player that you've been able to see?
Well, I think it's great. It really is. It's a work in progress. I mean, it's not where it will be. Obviously, we've only been in the season, 3 weeks to a month now. And it's just like the first – it's not even the first quarter if we looked at it that way. But Igor, for me, he doesn't have any agenda. Like, he really is just trying to win. He's open to suggestion. He's open to communication. He's open to talking about things. And I think, you know, sometimes when you have coaches who are kind of stuck in their ways – that's where the problem kind of lies, because they've had success maybe, or maybe they haven't had success. Whatever it is, they're stuck in their ways. And they're not open to change. And sometimes, you know, nobody can ever stop growing. Even me in my 19th year, if I see something, if somebody sees something, if there's a rookie or a second-year player, and they see something that can help me, I'm open to it. You know, you never should be stuck in your ways, because at that point you're done growing. There's no point in doing it. So I think he has a pure heart. I really do. And he's not perfect. None of us are. But I think he's working towards building for now and the future. It's just about figuring out different things. But there's no agenda there besides winning, so I'm happy with him.
Jamal, there was an era with the Suns when you had Hakeem and you had Patrick Ewing and you had David Robinson and Ralph Sampson, Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, it was so many great centers in the league.
Yeah.
In the 80s and the 90s, you know, you weren't playing at that time, but you remember watching those guys play. Does DeAndre Ayton remind you of any of those old school centers and the way they played?
Oh, that's a good question. He's something. He is something. I didn't see him too much in college, but to see how he passes the ball and how unselfish he is, the first couple games, I'm looking at him, and I'm like, wow, he sees the game like a point guard on the block. Like, he sees where the pass should go. He sees how to draw the defense. he even knows how to fake out a pass by, you know, with his eyes to get somebody off kilter to make the right pass. He's so unselfish, and that like took me by surprise. And he actually puts the ball on the money. So with him, he's just a unique talent. He wants to be great. He's driven. He's like a big kid. Now, I don't mean that in any disrespect at all. He's just, I mean, when I say it, he's so much energy, so full of life, always wanting to learn, always, you know, having a good time, but it's serious. And he's a special, special talent. I always tell him that. Like, he's going to be one of the faces of the league for years to come.
Jamal, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes.
Anytime. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.